This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Closing prices Tuesday on the Chicago Board of Trade: September corn at $7.96 off 7, December corn at $8.50 off 4.5, September wheat at $8.59 off 4.25, December 9.02¾ off 3.5, September oats at $3.70¼ off 3.25, December oats $3.72¼ off 2¾. August soybeans closed $16.05¼ off 2¼. September $15.76½ down 16, and November beans off 18½ at $15.65¾. August soybean meal $5.12.30 off $5.90. September bean meal $4.91.60 off $5.90. And October bean meal at $4.77.40 off $6.10. August soybean oil $51.29 down 19. September $51.52 off 18. October $51.71 off 18. Now to the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Kinder grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon. In a quiet trading session, grain futures ended lower. Many traders and funds continue to take profits before the USDA reports to be released on Friday, and chances for rainfall and cooler temperatures for the Corn Belt weighed on soybean futures. In northern and western Illinois, Kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 10 cents lower at $7.76 to $8 even, while the soybeans were mostly 6 to 18 cents lower at $15.72 to $15.91. In central Illinois, Kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 7 cents lower at $7.95 to $8.10, and soybeans dropped 27 to 33 cents at $15.92 to $16.13. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 12 to 13 cents at $7.84 to $8.25. Soybeans dropped 26 to 34 cents at $15.81 to $16.01, while the cash wheat bids ended mostly 2 to 4 lower at $8.62 to $8.89. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 6 cents lower at $7.95 to $8.01. Soybeans fell by 8 to 12 cents, ranging from $16.06 to $16.14, while the wheat prices for June-July delivery and 13 ended 6 cents lower at $8 to $8.10. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed our producer corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at $8.01 to $8.03. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 13 to 15 cents, with quotations at $16.10 to $16.18. Soft red winter wheat down 2 on Tuesday at $8.62 to $8.63, while the Milo ended 5 cents lower at $7.05 to $7.06. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from $7.67 to $7.89. New crop soybean bids at $15.28 to $15.44. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $7.80 up to $8.13, with new crop soybean bids at $15.40 to $15.56. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $7.82 to $8.21, new crop soybean bids at $15.37 to $15.71, and the new crop wheat bids for June-July delivery in 13. That ended for the wheat bids ended at $7.80 up to $8.20. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Check our prices from Hog Inc. Corn delivered to Greenfield, August corn $8.09, September corn $8.01. Corn delivered to Scottville for August and September at $8.01. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, August $15.80 and September $15.51. Wheat delivered to Scottville $8.27. Call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888 for more info. Again, the pre-opening prices at Hog Inc.: corn at Greenfield $8.09, corn at Scottville $8.01, beans at Greenfield or Scottville $15.80, and wheat at Scottville at $8.27. Check the prices now on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle closed at $120 off 2. October at $124.17 off 17, and December at $127.17 up 5.
August feeder cattle 138.65 up 22. September 139 even up 20. And October 140.12 up 7. August lean hogs at 89.92 up 120. October 74.92 off 25. December lean hogs 73.25 up 35. Back to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, this time for the Cash Livestock Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, August 7th. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts closed 22 cents higher. Carcass base price range, 82.5 to 90. Weighted average, 85.64. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 12,200. Illinois Direct Barrel and Gilt trade steady, 55 to 60, with Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds from 23 to 27. 450 to 550 pounds at 25 to 30. Over 550 pounds at 28 to 32. Today's estimated receipts of 1,050 and Monday's actuals 950. Pork carcass cutout, 92.80, and that is down $1.45. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today 411,000. Last week, 402,000. A year ago, 406,000. Week to date of 767,000. Cattle for today, 128,000. Last week, 126,000. A year ago, 130,000. Week to date of 254,000. Box beef cutout values were higher on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 166 fab loads with 49 trim. Choice, 179.90. That is up $1.41. Select, 173.95, and that is up $1.55. Opening report for the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 341. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading 3 to 3.5 higher. Holstein steers, 5 to 5.5 higher. Steers, choice twos to threes, 114 to 118.25. Select and choice twos and threes, 112.75 to 113.25. Holstein steers, choice twos to threes, 110 to 115.75. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 113.75 to 119.75. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 108.5 to 111.5. Monday, at the Arthur Hay Auction, 1,799 bells sold. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay traded mostly 50 cents to $1 higher, grass hay 25 to 75 cents lower, and wheat straw steady. Alfalfa premium quality small squares sold from 8.25 to 9.5, good quality at $5.75 to $7, with large squares 3x3s at $82.50 to $90. Alfalfa orchard grass mixed premium quality small squares from $8 to $9.50. Mixed grass, good quality small squares $5 to $7.25. Large squares 3x3s at $95. Large rounds 5x6s $77.50 to $90. 4x5s $50 to $55. Wheat straw, good quality small squares 3.25 to 4.25. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 233 bells sold. Compared to last week, hay sold mostly steady to 50 cents higher. All prices for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa premium quality, $10. Good quality, $8. Mixed grass, good quality, $6.75 to $7.75. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show has been presented by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue in Litchfield, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Smokey Jennings Chevrolet is making it exciting and easy to buy a new car or truck with Chevy's Total Confidence pricing. No need to negotiate because all new 2012 Chevy vehicles have the low price tag on them. Plus, with Chevy's Love It or Return It guarantee, if you don't love it, you can return it. Going on now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers.
Time now for Radar Weather, brought to you by M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Mark Huber, seed specialist at M&M Service Company. Please mark your calendars for our upcoming Solutions at Work Field Day, Wednesday, August 15th. This field day will be held at our Litchfield location on Old Route 66 under the water tower, with registration at 8:30 a.m. and tours starting at 9 a.m. We will demonstrate the latest technologies in seed, crop protection, and plant nutrition. Industry professionals and our own crop specialists will be on site to help provide solutions for some of today's best opportunities in production agriculture. Our featured speaker will be Dr. Darrell Good, University of Illinois Extension Marketing Specialist. I hope to see you there on Wednesday, August 15th.
Well, we're hoping to shake loose a little rain. Our forecast, partly sunny today, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 95, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. A low tonight, 68, high tomorrow, 90, and still a 40% chance of rain Thursday night, low 63, as a cold front will then push through. Temperatures will be a lot cooler heading into the weekend. Clear skies Friday night, or partly sunny Friday, high of only 80, clear Friday night, low 60, weekend highs in the 80s, and then topping out right at 90 for Monday and Tuesday of next week. Pressure remains steady, winds light, 66 degrees. This update brought to you by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And part two of the Morning Farm Show is being presented by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. In the first full week of August, combines can already be seen in the fields. How will the market respond to the early harvest in 2012? Sam Hudson from Water Street Solutions talked with WSMI's Tim Mize and said the market remains uneven.
So we've seen a continued choppy trade, and this is really a continuation of what we saw last week. We've seen corn move, quite significant matter here in the last couple months. And, you know, as we approach this $8 mark, there's a lot of buyers that are very leery up here. And it appears that what the market's doing is just going to try to pause and mark some time off the clock until it knows more information from the USDA, and we'll get that on Friday. Of course, the expectations are to see the yield cut once again. The question on the back end of that, is how much demand do they take out at the same time? What will be interesting about this report, however, is that this will be the first one with state-by-state yield breakdowns. So we'll be able to really take a look and see, okay, you know, how do we stack up Illinois, Iowa? You know, as a state, we know what these conditions are like in a lot of areas, and a lot of crop tours have been done. But how accurate do we think this could be, and how much further could it go? I mean, we probably aren't are within the realm of possibility of seeing a crop as low as 110 this year. Question is, again, is how, when do you find out? What do they do with harvested acres? There's a lot of variables out here, and it seems like right now it's just kind of a risk-off mentality. No one's excited about buying it here. There's still been discussion about this ethanol mandate and whether or not they'll do anything with that. I don't think they will. I think if anything is ever done about it, it's going to be later on in the year, and we will have already seen higher prices yet. So, opinion right now would be yield is definitely not out there. I think there's more rationing that needs to occur, but this market's a little leery of doing it up at these high price levels.
With the yields as low as they're expected to be, historically corn has a tough time getting to $8 and staying above $8. Is that something that could change as we get into the fall and winter?
I think it's definitely possible. And, you know, I mentioned the harvested acres issue. The Farm Futures put that number at about 84 million last week on their estimate. And that could be a real kicker in this market. But I don't think they adjust the harvested acres until January once they know, have a better picture of what actually occurred. But there's stuff being chopped all over the place. The western corn belt primarily, southern Illinois, parts of Indiana, the crops just being mowed over if it can't be chopped. So a lot of acres here, even if you try to compare it to last year, we had a lot of flooding going on. But this year is just a totally different ball game. And right now, you know, we continue to see these good to excellent ratings decrease. And it's not going to bode well for the final yield, especially on the corn. Now, the beans, we've gotten a few rains here as of recently in the last week or so in some areas, and that will definitely help or prevent further yield loss, at least for right now. But the weather forecast still looks dry, and definitely got to get some rainfall in here to really help things at all.
Is there any way to really get a good feel of how high the bean price might go?
You know, it's tough to say. We've seen a significant increase in meal demand over the last few months to the U.S., A lot of that's coming, you know, off the back end from South America that they cannot take care of. One thing to think about is what we could see for acres in South America next year, and we're looking right now at about an 8% jump compared to last year on South American soybean acres, and that's the largest one-year jump in about 10 years. So you're going to have people considering that fact, and I think that's why these spreads have gone out of control. You see March of 2013, you know, just above $15, where the nearby is 16+. So I think that rationing occurs up front, and after we get a crop out of South America, I think you'll see prices subside a little bit. But if they start to have production issues, it's anyone's guess on how far this bean market could go. I still think you know, $20 would be within the realm of possibility, but you have to have some other things occur first, because right now we definitely are doing some rationing, but we still see some bean sales. We confirmed a sale to China just yesterday, so as long as they're still being purchased and there's still that demand there, we got to keep the price levels at least high or maybe even higher from where we're at right now.
It's always risk reward for a producer to sell ahead into the next year. Do you see these prices continuing to go up, say, fall of next year, or by then do you think it'll will have planed out?
Well, I think it will have run its course by then. The only thing you could suggest is if you do have prices that high this time next year, then it means we probably had a production problem yet again. And I think that's why a lot of people are a little bit leery of doing some forward contracting, because of the dry conditions, what we've seen. We came into this year with a soil profile that wasn't fully charged, and next year could be even worse if we don't get any significant rains over the fall months and have a wet winter. But I would definitely encourage a producer to opt out for some hedges up in an upfront month, whether that's December or March, if you want to protect that price. It's definitely worth you know, protecting, especially where inputs are going to be. You got to be able to lock in that cost of production. But to go out here and forward contract everything, I think, is a little bit of a risk with what we know right now. If a guy was going to do that, you just got to be ready to re-own something if we have some trouble next spring.
Sam Hudson with Water Street Solutions. Aflatoxin in this year's corn crop is beginning to cause concern. It's a mycotoxin that can severely damage the value of corn. Corn affected by aflatoxin should not be used for feed or food because it suppresses animal immune systems and leads to increased disease. Grain elevators don't even accept corn with 20 parts per billion or more of aflatoxin, and Wyffel's Hybrids product development manager Bob Jackson says even one contaminated kernel in a 5-pound sample could result in more than 20 parts per billion. Jackson says there's another problem associated with this damaged grain.
Grain that has high aflatoxins really can't be used in the ethanol industry because the aflatoxin seems to be concentrated in the DDGs coming out of the ethanol plant, thus making it even more concentrated in the feed. Even a low amount going in the ethanol and going in comes out at a more higher concentrated amount coming out in the DDGs. It can be a serious issue if you do have it.
Aflatoxin thrives in hot, drought-stressed summers like this summer, according to Jackson. He says the disease is aggravated by insect injury, just like this year's Japanese beetle damage on the tips of the ears. The only real way for growers to determine if they have aflatoxin damage is to inspect their fields.
I like to tell people it takes a lot of looking in all the different conditions in your field. So if you've got some good areas of field, go check there. If you've got bad areas of the field, go check there. If you have differences in variety, check the differences between the varieties you may plant. Check difference in planting dates. Check the difference if you have traded corn versus non-traded corn. Just because all those different things can lead to different amounts of damage that can show up. It's not an easy thing to do. If you're not well trained at it, it's probably something you should call someone who does have experience looking at it. There's lots of those type of people out there, but it can be easily found if you just peel back those ears and look.
If aflatoxins are present, Jackson says the first thing to do is contact your crop insurance agent.
Crop insurance will cover grain damage as long as it's in the field. It's not something that you want to harvest and put in your bin and then find out you have that aflatoxin or damage occurring. You need to do this early enough before harvest that they have time to go inspect it prior to harvest. The insurance company will send somebody out that's trained to take a look. If you do have a low amount of aflatoxins, just maybe a few spots here and there, there's a couple things you can do. One is to harvest early, because the longer you leave the corn in the field, the longer that mold will continue to grow and continue to produce those toxins. Another thing they can do is, as it's going into the drying system, is make sure they clean the fines out and do a nice job of cleaning prior to its final storage destination. Anything you can do to help keep those kernels whole and clean and keep them dry will help.
Jackson says not to continue store the corn all year because the mold will continue to grow. Jackson says there are simple measures growers can take to prevent aflatoxins in a non-drought year. such as controlling insect damage on ears, scouting fields, adjusting combines, cleaning bins and grain handling equipment, and properly drying and storing the grain. Well, with aflatoxin comes the grain dock. WSMI talked with Spencer Jansen from Litchfield Farmers Grain, and Spencer said it's too early to know what that dock's going to be.
We don't even know what the dock is at this point, since we're trying to figure out an outlet for it. Some cattle feeders in Texas or other places even in Illinois may be able to take it with some higher levels, and they're still not even giving me an idea what they're going to dock for it, but I'm sure there will be a dock, and really that's about the only thing they can do with it. So as long as they can get rid of it, I think that's the best way to do it rather than keep it in their bin and potentially getting worse.
If a farmer did keep it in their bin, is that something that could spread maybe to some of the crop that wasn't affected initially?
Yes, it can. Anything over 14% moisture in the corn, it can still grow in that corn and get worse. And as well as if you put, let's say, a load of corn on top of good corn and it filters down through it, that toxin can move to other parts of the corn that were not infected and contaminate those bushels as well.
And as probably farmers going to get into the field obviously earlier this year than in years past, there's probably a good likelihood that more wet corn is going to come out than normal.
I think so. Yeah, people are kind of anxious to see what's out there, and it's going to dry down very fast this year. So I'm even urging people to get out there a little wetter since it's drying about a point a day. If they start, you know, at their normal 16-17% moistures, well, it'll be 10 before long, you know, in a week. So I think they're going to have to get out there a little quicker and try to get some of it at 20. It's a little more handling issues, but they might have to do it just to try to keep ahead of this.
And part two of the Farm Show continues in just a moment.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has an exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Monsanto has announced commitments to support farmers and the rural communities that have been impacted by the worst drought in the country, the worst drought that the country has faced in decades. To support communities, the Monsanto Fund is doubling its America's Farmers Grow Communities funding in counties declared a disaster area by the USDA. To support the farmers financially impacted by the drought, Monsanto is offering additional prepay options and financing assistance for the purchase of their seed. Farmers in impacted areas can call 1-855-379-1212 to discuss their individual situation and explore options with a Monsanto representative. U.S. row crops business lead for Monsanto, Mike Stern, says nearly 90% of the U.S. corn crop is in regions impacted by the drought. He says Monsanto understands that when farmers face crop losses, it's more difficult to invest in their business for the following year. The company wants to ease the mind of farmers who have been hit hard by the drought. And that's it for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you today by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership is